To the Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Mariah, and you are now listening to a Big Yawn Production Boom. We ain't playing no games. We never play no games. Why would you think we're here to play games today? As you see, we have nobody on the couch. This is a solo episode. You guys just have me here in the flesh with y'all. But I'm excited for it. I feel like we haven't been sitting, you know, face-to-face, just me and you, in a minute. So I'm excited to have you here. Thank you. But I do want to get into it just a little bit, though. You know, I've never, like, came to y'all, and we ain't never get down to nitty-gritty, so I don't know why you thought we wasn't going to talk about it today, but we are. Now, in this space, I do want you guys to just sit with it a little bit, you know? Just a little bit. I think it's something that I had to come to a realization to April 14, 2024. It's July 19th, and I definitely can say this breakdown has definitely shifted the way I see myself today. So I'm gonna share it with y'all because nobody shared it with me, and I think the foundation of her definitely does not start with all the soft glams and glow ups like we think. They do. I think it really starts with that real healing, like I told y'all a long time ago. And I think I didn't really explain it to y'all and break it down and give you guys the step by step of what I think we should be doing. Because, you know, a girl's not always right, but this is a girl just living my life. So I'm gonna tell y'all exactly what I think you guys need to be doing, because you don't just become her by accident. You don't just get everything you want by accident. You know, it does come with you choosing to change, you choosing to bring in new energy, shed new skin, get rid of that man, make new decisions, make the hard decision. You know, you do have to release that trauma as well. And I think I have said this a long time, and I stress it to y'all, that, you know, if you don't heal and you don't go through those things that we don't talk about, we don't have those uncomfortable situations, you'll be going through the same thing sooner or later. You know, history definitely repeats itself. Like they said, generational curses, same thing. You know, healing is preparation for what has happened, but what's also going to happen next, depending on how you handle it. And that's why it's very crucial. That's why I said I stress it to you guys. You know, you have to be intentional about every single move that you take, every single thing that you do. You never know when a situation might happen and, you know, life might take you by storm. But I think a lot of times, like, those are things we cannot control. And I know for me, I think I used to have myself in a very big victim mindset, just always thinking that, like, I thought somebody was going to just come and save me. And I had to realize that, baby, nobody's coming to save you. As much as you want them to, baby, they're not like you want them to. So in this season, I'm going to speak to you guys on just how to truly be present and truly heal. And I think it also goes back to sitting with yourself a little bit harder, you know, figuring out what you are going through. How do you feel about certain things? And when you do go through certain things and you have that feeling, you know, sitting a little bit longer, because you never know what might happen in the future. Well, I don't know if I'm making sense, but what I'm just trying to say is we do have to understand how we feel. And I think that's the first thing. Sometimes I think we be going through life so much that we don't even be, you know, we be kind of like doing things to numb, like, the problem, and don't really be sitting with it. But once you understand how you feel, you know when something makes you mad, you know when something makes you happy, you know the difference. Sit with that difference and ask yourself why you do feel those ways. And that's unhealing. That's the same thing that a therapist is going to sit down with you and do, boo. And that's the same thing you got to do with yourself. Now, you are going to want relationships. And I know for me, like, we love being taken care of. We love being, you know, courted. I'm not mad. I'm not, you know, it's the truth. I'm not going to lie. But I do think we are also a reflection of who we date, who we are around, you know. And I'm not saying birds of a feather flock together, but I am saying that, you know, I do think we are a reflection of, you know, who we date or who we, you know, surround ourselves with. And for example, You cannot be trying to be with somebody unhealed and you want to be with the perfect man, but you are not the perfect person. You know, you have not done any of the work. You have not done any of the work to unheal yourself. You have not done any of the work to figure out why you act the way you do and why you be cussing that man out of the blue like that. You know, like, that's a problem in itself as well. And you have to heal yourself to be in the presence of someone else that is healed as well. You know, you're going to attract what you're used to. You're going to attract what you surround yourself with and how you tolerate yourself. I know. Now, with that being said, you know, this is the part where I want you to really sit in the driver's seat of your life, you know, because once you do heal, once you do figuring out, okay, and I'm not telling you, like, you need to heal. I'm not saying, you know, we definitely do need to heal. You probably definitely, I'm telling you that you do need to heal because we all got things we need to work on. But I'm not telling you that you're going to heal in a matter of days. I'm not telling you that, like, it's going to happen. It might happen a couple years from now, but I do think healing is a never-ending process. The faster you start that process, the faster you get over it. You know, it's always going to be something that you realize I'm going to have to work on. But I can say that, like, this is the part where I want you to sit with yourself. This is the part where I want you to sit in the driver's seat of your life. Because after you do all that healing, after you do all that magical work, baby, you can sit down and you can do whatever you want. You can sit in the driver's seat of your life because you know where you want to go and you know what you're doing. You know what you have plans on doing. And with that being said, what energy, I want you to ask yourself, you know, what energy am I allowing into my life? You know, what am I tolerating? What's here that doesn't need to be here? I want you to do a recounting of everything that's around you, everything that's close to you, and what your life is right now. And, like, what am I allowing in it? And is it going to withstand what I'm building next? And I want you to be so serious with yourself, you know? Decide your her. Decide who you want to be. And I'm not going to lie, when I did my steps, this was my favorite part. If you ain't driving, I honestly think that if you're in your room, if you're in your room watching this, if you're at work watching this and you're able, or you're listening to this and you're able to get you a pen or paper, I do want you to do so. I think that it's very crucial for us to sit here and design the exact person that you want to be. And I'm not telling you got to design your, you know, when I say design your her, if you a boy listening to this, you can design your him, design your queer. I don't give a fuck what you are. Do what you gotta do, boo. You design exactly who you want to be. I just want to say that to let you guys all know, even though I know y'all know, because we all hip here. Like, this is a space for everybody, but I am literally her, so, you know, it only made sense. But like I said, for the girls that do listen, for the boys that do listen, for anybody that is here, you are rebuilding a new version of yourself. And that's what I want you to get that pen and paper out for. If you are driving, I just want you to listen and envision it, okay? Show up how you want to. Think about it. We're not even going to show up, but we definitely are going to build the version of you that you want to. Define and show up and build the version of you that feels most like the version of you want to be. And I think for me, that's something that I very stressed. And like I said, like, this is steps that I took on my own, babe. So I wouldn't tell y'all nothing that ain't nobody tell me. I'm the only child. Ain't nobody get to tell me this information. It was something that I kind of had to learn on my own. By the grace of God, I went the right way. Now, for some reason, I think when I did start my podcast, but when I did start to literally step into the person that I was called to be, a big thing for me was, like, learning how to not only show up as a person, because I think when you're showing up as her, you know, you're still giving yourself room before you walk into that room to be whoever you want to be. You get what I'm saying? Be whoever you don't want to be, I should say. Because once you walk into that room, the new version of you snaps on. And that's okay. But, baby, this is something that we're living in for the rest of our life. This is something that you are grounding in, rooting in. So that way, in a couple of years, you're setting that foundation, like I said. So this doesn't go down to you just stepping inside of a room and, you know, showing up as the best person. Because when it's time for you to get out that room, baby, you fall back into old habits. That's not what we're doing. with this new version of ourselves, we're no longer becoming. Because becoming, I'm not going to, and as much as we give ourselves grace with everything else, if you really want to be a new version of yourself, you're not giving yourself grace with becoming. You're giving yourself exactly what you need. And I think that when I mean that, like when you're becoming, you know, you're still tomorrow, you know, you're stepping into that person and you might fall short some days, but you're becoming. That's how I hear it in my head. I hear it as like, oh, you might fall short, but you're becoming. It's okay. And I think in every area of my life, I want to try to give grace. But in this one, I decided that I wasn't going to give myself grace. I decided that I was going to literally be her. There wasn't no me showing up as her, me becoming a person, stepping into a person, baby. I was truly embodying the person that I built, the her that I told myself that she was going to do. And I figured out like what she was going to look like, who she hung around, what she wore, what she does in her free time, you know, where she works at, and what was my goals with this. You know, I had to figure that out. So for me, I want you guys to really make it detailed. I want you guys to write exactly what your person looks like and how he dresses, how he talks. And this ain't go down for like, we ain't talking about your boyfriend, but I'm just talking to the boys at this moment. You know, I want them to put it in perspective for them as well, because you have to make it non-negotiable. You have to literally stand into the person that you want to be. And then not only that, but you need to protect them. You need to protect them like you would protect your younger sibling. You need to protect them like you would want someone to protect you. You need to protect them like you would protect that man. You need to protect them. You need to show up as the best version as you can for them and parent them. And don't let anybody get in the way of what you have going for them. And when I say them, I'm talking about you. You are talking about the higher version of yourself. If I'm getting people a little bit confused, because I don't know if y'all following. I know I have a tendency to ramble, but I do think I'm making sense. With that being said, you are becoming your higher self. With us becoming our higher self, if you really sit down and think about it, like, you're still that person now. You're not really becoming a new person. Like, as far as everything in the life, you know, life is going to change. You're going to get a new job. You're going to have new friends. You're going to have your new clothes. You're going to have a new phone. You know, life is going to change. You're going to have a new boyfriend. You might have a new girlfriend. You know, life is going to change, but you're always still going to be the same person. You are never going to leave you. So you have to know yourself. You have to know yourself. You have to sit down and take the time to sit with yourself and figure out who you are, to make it very clear and known, to protect the person that you are and the person that you're becoming, because you're still the same person that you are now. So take care of her and nurture her and figure out what she needs and give that to her. So I want you to protect yourself and show up and protect someone, like protect yourself like someone you love. Protect the version of yourself that you're building like you will protect your man, like you will protect your friend, you know, like do it like that and ask yourself, you know, what's the goal? What's my end goal? You know, what's the tea? How long is it going to take me to reach the version of myself that I want to come? Whether you are working out, whether you want a new job position, you know, you do have to work on these things. And you also need to figure out, what do I need to change to reach these goals? You know, what steps do I need to do? You know, like, you have to really make you a SMART goal. I don't know if y'all remember SMART goals, but I remember I had this job, not the job I'm at now, but I think it was my last job that I had. And when I first got there, we had a little training course, and they was like, okay, it was like a week long, y'all. And they was like, okay, well, I want you guys to do, like, you know, like a little SMART goal, basically. Like, and I'm not going to lie, I do not remember the acronyms of the SMART goals right now. I will put them up on the screen for you, though. Yeah, like, and I think that it's something that we do very much have to follow when we do start that goal. Me and Nasia was talking about on the last episode. Well, maybe it wasn't on the episode. Maybe it was before, but we was talking about it. And she was like, what did you do when you started getting your podcast up? I just started getting things, like, little by little. I just got it. You know, I just got it. And I didn't like plan and buy everything at one moment, but I did it all takes things day by day. Everything is day by day. So what steps do you need to reach this goal? And think about like you holding your future self accountable. You know, you don't need to get there by guessing. You get what I'm saying? Like, you do have to start a blueprint. And that's why I said the SMART goal is very reasonable. You know, it's something that kept me on tack when it did come down to creating season 2 and like planning everything and learning the knowledge that I need to while still ordering, you know, everything that I need to. You know, it was very crucial for me to do so. So I think what is very important is also like know that like you're not giving up on yourself. You're never going to give up on yourself. I'm not giving up on myself. You're not giving up on yourself. I'm not letting you give up on yourself. So, you know, I want you to act like it, you know. And with that being said, you don't owe anybody else your old self. You know, you don't owe anybody an apology for this new person that you're becoming. Like, you don't even have to tell them, you know. I mean, maybe tell them your boundaries, tell them what you ain't tolerating no more, so they don't think you acting funny. But after that, you know, you only have so many chimes to tell somebody how you want to be treated and what you want to do and how what you plan on taking your life, you know. That's how I just feel. And you don't have to tell or do what doesn't feel right anymore. And I think that's one thing I've been really trying to stand in. Like, if it don't feel right with me, baby, I'm not doing it. Even if I say that I'm doing it, I'm so sorry. I'm going to change my mind and I'm going to do it. And that's just going to be it. Because I feel like this is only my life. You know, you are only going to be able to make these decisions for yourself. No one else can make these decisions for you. So, unfortunately, we do have to stand in the hard truth. We do have to stand in the hard decision. Okay, and you know, you have to stand in the becoming of the person that you are, unfortunately. But that's why I say, like, when you literally step into that person, as much as hard as it may be, baby, one day you are going to wake up and realize that, hey, like, I literally got everything that I wanted. I literally am sitting in prayers, and I realize that for me, if you ask your, okay, I seen this quote. No, let me, hold on. I seen this quote, and it was like, I'm going to tell y'all. I had posted this post on the Lily Her podcast story. And if you, baby, if you don't follow, definitely do Lily Her Pod on Instagram. But I have posted, and it said, imagine reading a book with no way to turn back. How carefully would you read it? Like, and it said, that's life. And it is. Imagine if you did read a book and you could not read that, you know, and I think about my life as a game. I think about my life like that. You know, if I'm making decisions now, I'm going to make the most intentional decisions ever, because it's going to get me closer to where I need to go faster. You get what I'm saying? We're not, if you don't want to play, this is where you want to go, and you know that you're in the right place, baby, because I'm going to talk you right into that season of your life. Trust and believe. But I do want you to be very intentional about what you want to do and who you want to be and who you want to come. And I want you to say it out loud and be serious with yourself. You know, like, you're not dating the boss. And that's why when I made this video, I didn't bring up, you hear, I didn't say anything about rebuilding and figuring out what man you want, you know, what you want your man to look like, what you want this next man to look like in the next season of your life as well. I do think that that's very crucial for us to figure out who we want this next person that's going to be with us in this next season to look like. But baby, we got to figure out who we're showing up as in this next season to even attract him, to even attract her. So I don't want you to date the boss. I don't even want you to even dream about dating the boss or being friends with the boss. I want you to literally be the boss. I want you to literally be the best version of yourself. And that's all I'm pushing anybody to do. That's all I'm pushing myself to do. So with that being said, like I said, we also need a blueprint. So we need a little roadmap. And now it's time to make that SMART goal. It's time to make that plan. And you've decided, you know, that, hey, this is a new version of me. But she does need a blueprint on how she's going to get there and how he's going to get there. A visual step-by-step, a real lay it all out, you know, so you can feel and actually move with what you're doing. And then also you can go back and look at it, you know. For me, you know, you have to, I'm saying for me because I don't want y'all to think that I'm like crazy. I know y'all don't think I'm crazy, because I know I'm not crazy. And if you listen to this, baby, why would you sit here and listen to a crazy woman if you really don't Anyways, so I'm just saying that to say, I don't want y'all to think I'm like just talking. Like, I literally am speaking this to y'all because I wrote it down in a journal on April 14, 2024. I made it very apparent to write down, like, that I was roadmapping my life and where I wanted to be at. And with that being said, you know, like I said, we are roadmapping where we want to go in this new version of our life. And you have to stop explaining, you know, who you're becoming to other people and just literally be her. Just literally show up as the best version of yourself. That's all I'm asking. You know, I'm not asking you to do anything that's not, you know, that's not going to help you out. So with that being said, like, what does this next version of your life look like, you know? And I just want you to breathe. Like I said, I took the time to write out a journal and make an apology letter to myself. Literally said, "Dear me, baby, I am sorry. I am sorry for putting up with things I know I should not have put up with, that I know I should have left a long time ago, because I'm just inevitably playing with my whole existence, if I do say so myself." And I want you guys, no matter where you are, to apologize where you are. I think you do need to write it down, maybe so you can look back on it and really, like, I feel like when you write it down, you're really putting it into the universe. Say it out loud, whatever you need to do. But this is where I really want you to get real with yourself. I really want you to ask yourself, you know, what am I, like, afraid of? Like, what am I afraid of with this new version of myself? And with that being said, like, apologize for what you have put yourself through. Apologize for the laziness and the things that you know you should not have put up with, but you did. And the places that you know you should not have gone, but you did. You know, apologize for what you allowed in your life that you know you should no longer have, you know? You have to apologize for shrinking yourself, for letting other people shrink you and put you in boxes that you actually don't even fit into. And I think it's very important for us to do that. And, you know, I think it's very important for us to apologize to ourselves. You gonna just walk into this, you know, that's like walking back into a relationship with a person, and, or, you know, you wronged the person and you're not apologizing for what you've done. You're just trying to start a new chapter, baby. Some people do that, but I mean, baby, over here, like I said, we unlearning, we unhealing all that shit. So we are going to apologize to ourselves. We are going to get that pen and paper out, and I want you to write an apology letter to yourself. But if not now, do it when you definitely have time. But I want you to say, like I said, "Dear me, I'm sorry for the laziness. I'm sorry for the doubt. I'm sorry for believing and things that people said about me that was not true. I'm sorry and not even believing in myself and my capabilities, because we can do so much, you know? And forgive yourself. You know, you are allowed to reset. You are allowed to become a new version of yourself. Like I said, you don't owe nobody your old version of yourself. You know, you are allowed to start over. You do not need a new lifetime or, you know, a whole new crib or a new outfit to do so. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I hope you know, when you write it with intention. You write it with love and put your whole chest into it, babe. You get what I'm saying? Because you've always been her. You always been that person. You always are going to be that person. You always been her. You always been him, baby. Don't let nobody forget. And I just want you to really, you know, act like it, you know? And you're finally going to act like it, and that's okay. Your soul signed up to watch this video a long time ago. So you are here. And, you know, with everything, you know, you do have right now, if you're still figuring it out and still forgiving yourself for what you did put yourself through, I just want you to give yourself grace. And, you know, still know that it's okay to not show up as, you know, the best version of yourself today, or it's okay to not show up as her or him today. But maybe show up as him tomorrow, or show up as her tomorrow. It is going to take you a little bit longer, especially if you are trying to get to wherever you're trying to get to. You get what I'm saying? This is only half of it for me. You know, so I only can imagine what's going to be happening in the next couple of years. And with all that being said, I just want you guys to be present. Be present in where you are today. Be present in what's happening in the world, because this world is crazy. And I think it's very important for us not to forget what's going on, but to also, you know, pour it back into us. And just just show up as the best version of ourselves. You know, I think the world needs it for us, and everything that's going on, you know, let yourself know it's okay to dream bigger. It's okay to have endless dreams that people might not believe in right now. You get what I'm saying? They'll come along to it. And if they don't, there's other people in the world that will. And with that being said, you know, you're allowed to move differently. You're allowed to become the best version of yourself. And I just want you guys to know that. And I thank you for listening to this episode. And with all of that being said, thank you guys for watching. I really appreciate you guys watching this episode today. And like I said, if you guys are not taking anything with this, you know, video with you guys, or this, you listening to this and you're taking anything with it, I just want you to know that it's okay for you to leave the past version of yourself alone and step into this new version of yourself and leave them hoes alone and get your life together. So I just hope I see you guys on the next episode. Thank you. Love you guys 1,000 times for all the love and appreciation I've been getting. And thank you. Bye-bye.